especially when they're rowing in the same direction, there will be fellowship. But good to see everybody tonight. Everybody feeling all right? And well, it's been a beautiful day today. I tell you, if you haven't thought about flying a kite, now will be the time with all these winds we've had this week. I think the weatherman said, I can't remember what he said exactly is going on, but something unique is going on with all these winds. But anyway, it is a blessing to be here tonight, and a joy to be able to stand one more time before you and try to encourage all of us with God's Word. I do want to jump right into prayer request and ask the church to, for all of us to remember the active shooter that is currently active on the loose. I believe the shooting happened in Midtown at Northside Hospital, and he's still on the loose. And I believe he was at least around Truist. Was he around? I got home this afternoon, and I started listening to this. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I believe it happened this morning or lunchtime. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
They had to lock up the building.
Sure. Because of the active shooter.
But that's all I heard about it.
Yeah. Well, let's certainly remember. I believe there's at least one killed and several that were injured. Let's pray for our law enforcement, our special team units, as they get out there and get this man, and nobody else will be hurt. Thank you, Cupbearer. I appreciate that, brother. Great is your reward, my brother. Thank you, Brother David. And but let's remember that certainly. You know, I'm sure there's people among us every day who are running from the law, who have killed or shot people that has warrants against them, but that we're not aware of. But we are aware of this situation, so please pray. We will tonight for all of these. Today we had, we attended Rusty Watkins' mother's funeral. Brother Jeff Ceylon and myself up in Canton and Canton, Georgia, and at 1 o'clock. And it was a brief graveside service, and again very windy. But everybody seemed to be doing okay. The great-grandchildren, Vivian's kids, were struggling the most. Rusty's daughter and Chris's daughter, Vivian, her kids. But the pastor that did the funeral, I didn't know Rusty's mom. He did a great job, didn't he, Brother Jeff? The pastor did, speaking on her behalf. And it was almost like I did know her by the time he got through. And so, but anyway, let's remember the Watkins family, if we can, in our prayers tonight. Let's remember our children's home. Let's continue to remember Melita's sister, Miss Lanice, as she recovers from her fall. And she's going back and forth to the doctor. Orthopedic doctor, I believe it is. And let's continue to remember Brother Bobby McClendon. Miss Nancy's here, but Brother Bobby's at home, and because of just some things that he's still trying to heal from that emergency ulcer surgery, his blood count is not where they want it to be, and because of that, it leaves him very fatigued and weak. But let's lift Brother Bobby and Miss Nancy up tonight. Miss Cece Prestridge, she will have a pacemaker on the 12th. This is the same time the Gibbs trip is. But she's having a pacemaker next week, next Friday, put in. Also, she texted me today and said that her brother is having emergency colon surgery down in Panama City, where he lives, tomorrow. He has cancer, and they're cutting out a large portion of his colon. And so Miss Cece is very discouraged. She wants to be there but can't. Miss Dawn Capistrano has surgery today. Has anybody heard?
Yeah, oh.
Two weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
excellent. Thank you. Let's remember Miss Dawn, her recovery. Tim Ledford is still waiting to have surgery, and going to insurance red tape. He's going through with that. Miss Tracy Reese and her mother. Let's remember them. Christy Teague, of course, she's all better on her deal. And so we praise the Lord for that. And Miss Mary Ann got a good report from the doctor. Got the all clear. And so that's good. Larry Bennett went Tuesday on a follow-up from his thyroid surgery. He should be talking by now, the doctor said. But there's something in there that hasn't woke up, they said, a flap, mentioned the flap, those flaps in the throat, I tell you, and so, I don't know, it evidently, sometimes they lag behind, and so, still trying to wake up from the surgery, but Brother Larry's doing great, and it's just a matter of getting his voice back. But let's remember him. Connie Norton, I hadn't heard any updates this week, but last I heard, she was still in Cobb with heart conditions. Brother Jeff Hodges and his sister-in-law with her heart trouble, and friend that wrecked his motorcycle.
Denver.
Let's remember him. Leonard Palmer, again, we said Sunday he had a good heart test. He had heart tests, good results, but May 9th, he's going to set up for another eye surgery appointment. Harold Dolph, Don and Carla Rich, Miss Claudia, let's really pray for Miss Claudia. Spoke with her yesterday, and I know she's watching, she's listening as we have service tonight, most likely. But she will tell you, as she's trying to get her breath, that things are worsened with her breathing. And I was just really taken back at how bad it really is. And and she just wants to be here. She can't be here and wants to be here. Okay. And, but you know, the blessing of the phone call, she went on to tell me that she checked on the McCrickards. She checked on these. She checked on you, I think it was. Did she check on you? Well, she said she prayed for you. And so that's inspiring. You know, someone in the shape that she's in and still wanted to let me know that she's still on the job, still working for the Lord. But let's remember her. Randy and Diane Ely, the Daly's, the Ashworths, Melissa Slagle, Barbara Anderson, all of our shut-ins that we have, the Clantons, those in the military. Before we open up the floor, just remember this coming up Sunday, the adult choir is singing, but we have Brother Brian preaching since he was sick the other Sunday, and then he asked if he could have an extension on Sunday night downstairs. He wants to involve everyone like CJ did. If y'all remember those that were here, you know, it was participation from the crowd. and writing things down and having to do with the lesson. So he has the services that's coming up Sunday. We will be here, of course, but just remember that. All right, anybody have a request or an update?
I got a prayer request. My two nieces are in the hospital.
All right, let's remember Hassan's nieces. Anyone else? Miss Linda? We sure will.
I have a friend, a dear friend, who's a school teacher up in Blairsville, and she has four small children. She's just been diagnosed with liver cancer.
Nicole, well, thank you for sharing that. We'll remember her. Anyone else?
This is sort of an update from Tracy Reese, because I'm
yes. Really?
Yeah, she told me that her sister Nancy is going to move into the house and care for her daughter.
Oh.
So, just pray for her. Got changes coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know how Tracy's
about. She's on the bed. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
So, too much for her to care for herself.
Right.
Mom.
Absolutely.
And her dogs. She's got dogs.
Dogs. The the place of her choosing to move is a good place, Helen, Georgia. Yeah, love Helen, Georgia up there. But we will remember this. Anybody else before we have a time of prayer together? All right, well, if that's all, don't want to leave anybody out. We'll have us a time of prayer together. And then we'll turn it over to Brother Jeff for a song. I have to share a word of praise with you right quick. I was debating if I was going to share it or not. I'm thinking, you know, the Lord did something great. For me not to share it wouldn't be right. But Christy had an MRI done, and she's been having ear trouble for a couple years now. And, I mean, you know, she's my wife. Lily's mother, and you have an MRI done, a brain scan. Nobody else. I have the tendency sometimes of thinking the worst. I know I shouldn't, but I do. I fight against that. But everything came back good. It's something she has, starts with a T, dealing with the ear. But yes. So you know. Hey, I'm confessing to you, too. I'm in the same battle of faith you're in, and things hit me, and I have to go to God's Word just like anybody else. But I praise the Lord. It wasn't nothing devastating. God knows I need her. All right. Well, let's pray together, and then Brother Jeff has a song. a song we used to sing over at Floyd Road, Lean On Me. And I love singing that song. There's many songs about leaning on the Lord. And that is the answer, is to lean on Him. Jeremiah chapter number 33 tonight. I feel drawn to these verses this evening. And Jeremiah chapter 33. Want to bow for a quick word of prayer, and then we'll read verse number 1 down through verse number 3. Just another reminder tonight over some things. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord, honor and glory for who you are and for what you do. Lord, sometimes we feel like we have spiritual wings and we're flying through our day with praise on our lips, joy in our heart, but there's other days where we feel like we don't have any spiritual wings and we're just trying to make it through the day. I know that there's both sets of people here tonight and watching on Facebook. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll give me the words to say, to speak to both groups, and just reminders tonight, Lord, of how near you are to us and the things that you want to achieve during rough times. We love you. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 33. Let me just say this before we read. We have at least three things going on in this chapter, this flow of context. Number one, Jeremiah he's in prison for preaching. And we know the people of the day didn't like to hear what he had to say. And so he's in prison for preaching. Jerusalem is being besieged by the enemy, and Israel is in captivity. We're talking about someone who was chosen by God for a purpose, and yet he is down in the dungeon, and the very people he loved, God's people, they were in captivity, and the homeland, Jerusalem, was taken, was besieged by the enemy. That was a very, very rough place to be in. A lot of times people think when you get saved that everything will be grand and glorious. Remaining after salvation. But, you know, there are times where things are grand and glorious. I will say the difference between, many differences between being lost and saved, knowing Jesus and not knowing Jesus. If you know Him, you'll go through the same struggles living in this world as a lost person will, but you have someone that is in you that will guide you intimately through the ups and downs. And if you're not saved, if you do not know Him, you are relying upon your own wit to make it through this world. And the wisdom of this world is what you rely on. And so the blessing is that we have somebody with us, although troubles still come, heartaches still occur, yet at the end of the day, if Jesus is in us, we're on the winning side. Even though it feels like we may be losing, we're still winners. Jeremiah is in this place. And in this dark place, he's having a rough time. Now, notice if you would in verse number 1, Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And tonight I want to speak on for a few moments this subject, reminders for rough times. Reminders for rough times. And three things, three simple things. 1 point per verse, and we're done for tonight. In verse number one, we see that God reminded Jeremiah that he wasn't abandoned. He says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. So we see that God reminded Jeremiah he wasn't abandoned. Did you catch where it says the second time? God not only visited Jeremiah one time when he was in prison, but he came to him a second time. And to me, that's important tonight, because there's times where I'm struggling. There's times where I'm in rough places and dark spots in my life, and the Lord visits me, and he gives me comforts of the Holy Spirit. He assures me that I'm his. I know I am, but it's just a father-son, father-child relationship. And then things clear up and I'm better. But then before you know it, I find myself in another spot. And I get to that new spot and I think within myself, well, I know better. The first time when I was in a rough place, the Lord visited me, showed me certain scriptures. My faith was strengthened after that. And now I'm yet again in a rough place. I know better. I shouldn't be in a rough place. But the blessing is, rough times come and they come and they come. And the other blessing is, the same Lord that shows up in our rough places the first time, he will show up again a second time in our rough places in life. He does that because he loves us. And so the Bible says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. The word yet implies that he's been there a while. And it also implies that the Lord spoke to him the first time when he was in prison. And you can go back and read that later. It's in chapter 32, starting in verse number 2. And so this is a continual visit from the Lord. And I don't know, the word of encouragement tonight is just simply this, is that the Lord will continually help you in your dark times. You cannot exhaust the grace of God. You cannot exhaust the patience of God. Thank God for that. You cannot exhaust the mercy of God. It may feel like sometimes that you're one of his children that causes, you know, that, oh, Lord, I need this. Lord, please, this. Please. Has anybody ever felt that way about your relationship with God? God, it's me again. Lord, it's me again, trouble after trouble. Surely, Lord, you have other children to deal with. But the truth of the matter is, tonight, you cannot exhaust his patience. You cannot exhaust his love. You cannot exhaust his grace tonight. It's fresh, it's new, each and every day. The Bible says in Lamentations that the mercies of the Lord are new every single day. And so we see a personal visit, the words of God to the heart and the ears of Jeremiah. Because of the presence of the Lord in Jeremiah's dark place, it was like he was in a palace. Think about that for a second. He was in a dark place. He was in a prison. He was chained. But yet, because the Lord came to him and spoke to him, it was like he was in a palace. Someone said one time that if I can quote it, we need the presence of the Lord in our current situation, and when we have that, we have peace. We don't always have to have a change of situation, but we definitely need the presence of Jesus in our situation. And if we have His presence and His comforts, we don't necessarily have to have our situation change. Because many times situations stretch out and they prolong and they go on and on and on. So the presence of Jesus, the presence of God was with Jeremiah. And because of that, it was like he was in a palace. Now, I want you to just listen to this as well. Jeremiah didn't get out of the prison. Jeremiah didn't get out of the prison and hear from God on the outside, but it was in the prison, and God and His word came to him while he was inside. 2 Timothy 2:9, don't turn there. The Bible says, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. You see, it didn't matter if he was in prison. It didn't matter if he was outside of prison, free. God's word was going to get to him. And there's times when we are in dark places. There's times when we are discouraged and even depressed, but yet the word of God is not bound. We may be bound with something, but God's word is never bound. And we see that here, that the word of God came to Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. And so it was dark, it was dreary. The Lord spoke to him once, now he's speaking to him twice. It's been a long time since Jeremiah has been in prison, and the word of God has free course. It's not bound. And I'm thankful for that tonight, that the word of God is not bound. It has free course. The word of God can minister to us when we're feeling great. The word of God can minister to us when we're feeling bad. It's for the homeless. It's for the rich. It's for everyone in all places, at all times. God's word is not bound. Also, let me say, not only Jeremiah was in prison here, but in the New Testament, I'll just give it to you. John, the very forerunner of Jesus, who introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God to the world. John was a preacher of repentance, and he was preaching. He preached to the people of that day, make straight paths, for the Lord is here, the Lord is coming. And yet in Matthew chapter number 11, verse 1 through 7, we read that John was in prison. He preached a great deal of time about Jesus and introduced him to the world. He's the answer, he's the truth, he's the way. Now John's in prison, and John even doubted if he was the Messiah while he was in prison. Is he the Messiah, or should we look for another? You see, his circumstances had him doubting who Jesus was. And I want to tell you, we live in a real world, and we live where there's trouble. Yeah, there's some good in the world, but there's not a lot. But at the same time, circumstances and being in places that are strenuous and the anxieties we carry can have us doubting Jesus and His love for us in our life. But it got better for John. There was a couple of disciples who returned back from the message that John told them to give to Jesus. Are you the Messiah, or should we look for another? They came back with a message: the dead are being raised, the lame are walking. In other words, John, he is the Messiah, and he is working, and he is performing miracles. You're in prison, so there must be a purpose. Because if Jesus can raise the dead, if he can heal the sick, he can get you out of prison if he wants to. So there must be a reason, John, a better reason other than just preaching the gospel, that you're in prison. God, the Lord is wanting to touch somebody through your life. I'm sure that's some of the conversation, how it must have went. The word of God is not bound. And so we see that in John when he was in prison. He was in prison, yet things were happening on the outside. John had a purpose for being on the inside. We read of Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. Paul makes this statement. He says, "We are troubled on every side." And I'm skipping a couple lines here. "We are perplexed. We are persecuted. We are cast down." Of course, when he says we are troubled on every side, he follows through by saying, but we're not destroyed. We're not abandoned. And so we have Paul that was also in times of difficulty in his life. And so whether it's Jeremiah, whether it's John, whether it's Paul, these men were in dark places, but neither of the three were ever abandoned. They never were abandoned. You see, tonight the reminder is that God is still with us. Jesus is still with us. We may feel like we're abandoned. We may feel like we've been deserted, but we haven't. The Word of God is not bound. It is able to minister to us, and He is with us. Just reminders for rough times tonight. So God reminded Jeremiah that he wasn't abandoned. But number two, God reminded Jeremiah of his ability. Verse number two, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name." God reminded Jeremiah of his ability. Number one, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof." Let's just look at it in this aspect firstly. Number one, he is the maker. He's the maker of heaven and earth, the Jewish people, the church. Then he says, "The Lord that formed it." Not only is he the maker of heaven, earth, the Jewish people, the church, mankind in general, but he's the former. He cultivates, he fashions. Back in Jeremiah chapter 18, he talks about what he's seen down at the potter's house. And so the Lord is in the business of molding and fashioning and making. But it goes on and says, he says, to establish it. The word establish here means to make stable, sturdy, unmovable. And then he says, the Lord is his name. The name Lord means Jehovah, self-existing one, self-sufficient one. So what's the takeaway from that? Well, he's speaking to Jeremiah, who's in a very bad place. He's in a dark place. He's going through a rough time. He says, "Jeremiah, I want you to remember my ability. I'm the one who has made heaven and earth. I'm the one who has formed man and fashioning man and the Jewish people. I'm the establisher. I make things stable and sturdy, unmovable. I am the Lord, Jehovah, self-existing one, self-sufficient one. Don't forget that. Although you are in a rough place, don't forget that I'm the one who does the forming and molding in your life." Could it be that the Lord was forming and molding Jeremiah while he was in prison? Could it be that the Lord was establishing Jeremiah while he was in prison, making him more stable in faith, making him more of a sturdy child of God? Could it be? Could it be that the reason for the Lord to say, "I am the Lord," or "the Lord is his name," could it be that the Lord said that to energize Jeremiah's faith in Jehovah, knowing that he's the all-sufficient one, self-existing one? And so we see that God reminded Jeremiah of his ability. And tonight, when we are in rough places, let us remember who our Maker is. If you are in a straight place, if you're in a, like Paul says, a straight betwixt two, a rock and a hard place, if you are going through a very rough time physically, mentally, financially, and all the other aspects of life, just remember, if he made heaven and earth, then he can help you in your situation. If he's the former of all things, if the Bible says he's the maker, and then he's the one that formed it. If he fashions all things, then surely whatever it is I'm going through, he is forming and fashioning and molding and making me better and stronger of a believer in him. So we see that God reminded Jeremiah of his ability. Also, another aspect of this verse, we can look at it. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the maker, again, speaking of, we can look at it this way, of the dark place he's in, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. You can look at it in that aspect, that the God actually created this time, this dark moment for Jeremiah to strengthen him. But I tend to believe the first. The Lord is just simply reminding Jeremiah of who he is in his rough time. Let me mention something else. That's God reminding Jeremiah of his ability in verse 2. Verse 1, we looked at God reminded Jeremiah he wasn't abandoned. But then in verse number 3, God reminded Jeremiah of his absolutes. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Yes, Jeremiah, call unto me where you're at. We do some of our best praying in the most roughest of times, don't we? He tells him to call unto him down there in the dungeon, in the dark, call unto him. We pray to the Lord when things are fine, and we do that because we're commanded to pray. But we're also commanded to pray in the dark times. I think, personally, when things are dark and things are rough, we pray more earnestly and more passionately. So he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I want to mention three things out of this verse. Number one, there's a stipulation here. You see, God would begin to reveal his purposes that he had in mind to Jeremiah and different things, his plans concerning Israel and the rebuild of the city. But there's a stipulation on this. He says, you got to call unto me to know those deep things. You've got to call unto me to know those hidden things. The Lord wants to show us so much. God wants to show us different sides of him. He wants to show us his faithfulness. The Lord wants to show us, and he wants us to experience the power of his resurrection. He wants us to go into a more deeper relationship with him, but we have to call unto him. We have to call unto him. And one of the best times to call unto him, especially if you're going through a hard time, is a hard time, is the best time to call unto him. So there's a stipulation, call unto me. But then we see there is a communication. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee. He says there will be a communication here. You speak to me, and I'll speak to you. There's nothing magical about this. There's nothing crazy about this. That's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to speak to us. And he says, there's a stipulation. You got to call unto me, and then there will be a communication. I will answer you. So tonight he wants to answer us. And then I want you to notice there's an illumination. A stipulation, a communication, then an illumination. He says, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. A lot of people have different ideas of what the great and mighty things are. But one commentator said they are the fortified things, the great and mighty things. As behind the walls of a city, they're fortified things. They are hard to understand things. And so he's saying that if you call unto me, I will answer you and show you the hard to understand things. I will show you the fortified things that are like behind a wall that's around a city. And if we want the Lord to show us those great and mighty things, the things we don't understand, the things that are fortified, the deep things of God, then we certainly have to have a prayer time. We need to have a daily prayer time, but we certainly need to call unto him. He said he'll answer us and he'll show us some things. When was the last time that we wholeheartedly, passionately, I mean with all of our heart, no reservations, called unto God and asked God to show us what's the next step to take? I mean, when was the last time we wholeheartedly, with all of our heart, cried out to God and said, Lord, I want things to change in my life. God, what do you want me to do with the rest of my life? Lord, is this it for me? Lord, what do you want me to do? Well, the Bible says that he will show us what he wants us to do. He will show us. He will illuminate some things. The lazy believer is not going to get the fortified things. I believe it was in Proverbs, one of the Proverbs talks about that there's a man who doesn't go out in the streets because he makes the excuse that there's a lion in the street. You know, all these excuses, a little folding of the hands and, you know, a little sleep here, a little sleep there, and so many words it says. The Lord wants to show himself mighty to us tonight, but we have to be diligent in prayer with our whole heart, wanting nothing more and nothing less than God to show us his power and to show us what's behind the fence. So tonight, that's what we see. We see God reminded Jeremiah of his absolutes. God reminded Jeremiah of his abilities. And God reminded Jeremiah that he wasn't abandoned. Tonight, the lesson is just simply that, reminders for rough times. And I hope it was a blessing and a help to you. Just a short lesson tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for all things. God, we're reminded as we look into these three verses, Lord, that you certainly wanted to speak to Jeremiah in a very personal way, right where he was at, encouraging his heart. And it was done. I don't know, there may be someone here tonight, there may be someone watching on Facebook that needs to call out unto you with their whole heart. They may need to call out to you with their whole heart for salvation. They don't know that if they die today, heaven will be their home. Maybe they need to call out to you with their whole heart concerning what they're going through, Lord. I pray whatever the case is tonight, Lord, that you would just allow your word to sink richly, deeply into the hearts of these listening, and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Anything to mention before we dismiss? All right. Well, thank you for being here. And just pray for Sunday. And everybody have a blessed rest of the week.